to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this beautiful day in Denver, Colorado, welcome. Welcome to Call to Freedom. God gives you wisdom and joy today and all day long and every day until He comes back for you. It does not depend on circumstances or conditions of your world. It is the wealth of the soul's whole being when it is filled with the Spirit of Jesus. And that's exactly what God intended it to be when He brought Jesus to the earth, that Jesus could be our example, our beautiful example of how to live. If some of you have received mail from Victor Marks, don't throw it in the trash. No, I was almost ready to. And Holy Spirit says, whoops, stop, stop, stop. If you're wanting to change the atmosphere of Colorado, if you're wanting to change Colorado, then you look at that mailing from Victor Marks and you give. Whatever amount it is, you give. If it's $10, you are making a step forward to changing the state of Colorado from where it is right now. So don't throw that mailing away. Or if you already have, you can just Google Victor Marks, M-A-R-X, and give online or get an address. But I am going to send that in with my donation, and hopefully for the next couple, 3 months, before he's elected, we're going to be giving to him. Yes, we are. And if you've been giving to Call to Freedom, I even say you can give to him. Instead of your offering to Call to Freedom, you can give to Victor Marks. Now, that's a sacrifice, but I'm telling you that today. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. Praise the Lord. And I'm trying to find a place where I can get a yard sign for Victor Marks. I know before I was not for him, but he is the one that is running for the governor on the Republican card. So I'm going to vote for him. Yes, and I hope you are too. Thank you for joining us, Kimberly. I know it's been hectic for you. You were supposed, you were supposed.
And I did not know that he won the seat for the Republican place on the card. So, because I don't live in Colorado.
I know.
Let me clarify that, that I don't have the beautiful weather you're talking about. It's 107 right now. Oh. We're setting record highs.
Oh,
here
wow.
In Oklahoma. Somebody has to do it, so we're doing it for you.
Somebody has to do it. That's right. Well, God bless you with covering, shelter, shade at his right hand. That's right. He promised us shade. That's right. So you have shade. Wonderful shade.
You know, I like your memory verse because I think we can flow right into that. Uh-huh. God is our refuge and our strength. He's our shade.
That's right.
He's our very present help in time of high temperatures.
That's right.
I shouldn't be just messing up that verse for you. I'll let you read Psalm 46, 1 and 2.
1 and 2 from the Amplified. God is our refuge and strength, mighty and impenetrable, a very present and well-proved help in trouble. Yep, he has gone through the proving process, folks, and he is truth and he is strength and he is our refuge. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, climate change, that's right, and though the mountains be shaken and slip into the heart of the seas, earthquakes, and though its waters roar and foam, floods, though the mountains tremble at its roaring. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. And we're going to be there. Hallelujah. We are all going to be there one of these days. Praise the Lord.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
Yes.
I've been meditating on how we get there. It's not up to us. It's up to God. Mm-hmm. It's yes. His timing. It's His plan. Mm-hmm. It's His plan. And He is causing that plan to work together perfectly. And it might not feel that way in your set of circumstances that you are in currently. I'm talking to you, the listener, not you, Mom, but you too, Mom. Might not always feel like the plan is coming together perfectly. And even the way that you mentioned Victor Marx won that seat to be the Republican candidate on the card mm-hmm. coming up in the coming up elections. Mm-hmm. It's the Lord's doing. He is the one who calls people into place. Yes. And we might try to argue that and say, oh, no, God never intended him to be there. Well, then why is he there?
That's right. Why is he? I've gone through that questioning, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. Okay, why is he there, Lord? Because mm-hmm. I appointed him to be there. Okay,
that's
Lord.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I've come to a place in my life where I do not want to be arguing with God anymore. Mm-hmm. If something is in place, it's in place because He ordained it. He appointed yes. it. He allowed it. He at least allowed it.
That's right.
And so we can say that the enemy is the one that has been putting up these obstacles in our paths and causing life circumstances to happen in a way that makes us uncomfortable or even really devastates us. Sometimes those circumstances are like a lightning strike. We have those around here, and they'll ruin a home. They'll ruin an oil field. It doesn't feel like that would be from God. But let's remind ourselves that God works all things together for good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I saw.
He is God.
That's mm-hmm. right. I saw the other day on the news, on the national news, the lightning that struck several of your oil, the big tanks. On the ground, and wow, just burst up and exploded, and black mm-hmm. smoke all through the city of Tulsa. It was on the news, and so I know it was a major. But you said they took care of it in hours.
Well, they had originally told us this was going to have to take days to burn out. They were struggling to control it. Mm. And people started praying, and it was put out within a few hours. So, probably more than a few hours, but I think it didn't burn even 12 hours. So we were really grateful for that.
That's right. That's when we invaded Iraq, and Saddam Hussein had put all of the gas wells on fire to destroy them against the United States. I remember that guy, his first name was Red. He was from Texas. I remember that part. I don't remember his last name. But he went with his team and just took care of all of the gas wells that were on fire. I mean, I do not know how they did that, but hundreds of them, they were there for a year
or
two.
Well, it's the Lord. It's the Lord who gives us the ideas. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And He allows certain things to happen, and then He equips His beloved ones. He equips His saints to get in there and do a good work. And He even equips people who aren't choosing Him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Isn't that remarkable and beautiful about our God?
Yes. His love and His mercy.
Yes. He chooses those who don't choose Him.
Oh. Yeah. That's impossible for the human mind to conceive, because when somebody does us wrong, we immediately say, well, I hope you get yours. It's like I was telling you this morning as I was going across Denver that this big, huge Escalade went right in front of me and took it was just a little space, but he decided he was going to go in front of me. And
at
first, and at first I was going, well, what are you doing? And it's gentle Holy Spirit said, I put him in front of you so you could pray for him and bless him. Oh, okay, Holy Spirit, I will bless him and pray for him. We have to change our attitudes about getting even and feeling negative about people that cut us off or that don't do us good, well-being, don't have our well-being in mind. And mm-hmm. yeah, we've got to think.
That's right.
The mind of Christ.
I love that example, and I'm so glad you decided to share that with us today, because I've been meditating in Romans 8 again. Here I am.
Oh,
you know, I love to hang out there.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, Romans 8 is great.
It is beautiful. And Romans 8, verse 13 says that if you are living according to the flesh, you're in the process of dying. But if you are living according to the Spirit, you are choosing to put to death the deeds of the body and the deeds of the flesh. And you will live a more abundant life. And your example is a great example of that. All of us, every day, we fall short of the glory of God. We're human. And so we make mistakes every day and we're triggered. And when we get triggered, we don't respond according to the way the Lord would have us respond. Instead, we react in our old nature ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is what Romans 8 is talking to us about. It's telling us the difference between the flesh and the Spirit. And how to do the work on our part, because we talk about Jesus doing a complete work. He completed the work. He perfected and accomplished what needed to be done. And that was to forgive the world of all sins.
Yes.
He did the whole complete thing. He covered the whole world. And now, if we want to be included as part of his brothers and sisters and be called the sons and daughters of God, there is something that there's a little something we need to do. Is it work? I don't know. I guess you could call it work. I call it a choice. Mm-hmm. It's a choice.
Yes.
We need to choose him. We need to choose that we like his way better than our own way that's just messed up and broken. And when we choose him, then we are being prompted, like you said, you were in the traffic and it was that still small voice that said, yeah, you could keep triggering like this, or
yes,
you could bless him.
That's right. Because I was behind him for miles because he turned off then on Colorado Boulevard and I went straight east. So I could have been fuming, or I could have been thinking evil thoughts about him. Well, that upstart, he doesn't know who he's dealing with. But who is he dealing with? I'm a child of God. And like you said, Kimberly, we've got to have the love of God exhibited in us, because if we don't, the world's not going to. They're not going to show him love. No, sir.
No.
No.
And just think about the patience of our God. How patient he is. And he's very kind in his patience. He's not fuming in his patience.
Yes.
He is kind and generous in the way that he lets us make our decisions, make a mess of this planet, make a mess of our relationships. He lets that happen with patience, all the while having faith that we will catch on. And that we will choose him.
Yes, we will catch on. Yes. Like the other, I think I was saying yesterday, some people take the low road and it takes a long time. And some people take the high road. And I was mentioning Darren, how he was going 90 miles an hour, always going forward. And he was actually at times really frustrating me in our relationship because he was going so fast. And I was thinking, he's not thinking about where he's going, but he was. He was fully aware of where he was going, but I hadn't caught up with that. So some people take the low road, takes years, other people the high road, which sometimes it is too fast for God to talk to them. And that takes years also.
Well, that's where we just have to be careful in staying in that constant conversation that I like to talk about. You know, when we are conversing with the Lord and asking him and checking in with him, it's the same patience that he has. And then we need to ask him for that patience too. By the way, that's another great example that you gave. The still small voice in you is saying, well, do you want to stay here fuming at the person in front of you that cut you off? Or would you like to bless them? And sometimes we have to ask God to help us do that. Would you please help me have patience, Lord?
Oh, yeah, we do. We have to absolutely depend on God, because in our natural mind, we don't think about those things. And that's why praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues is so important. Because I know some people who don't speak in tongues, and they would never speak in tongues, and God bless them, they'll make it to heaven. But I need that power and that extraordinary presence in my life, because I have that stubborn tendency to do things in the flesh rather than in the Spirit. So Romans 8 is such a great example. It's probably, Kimberly, really the apex of the new covenant, Romans 8. And that's why we go to it so often. It's just wonderful.
We do end up there all the time. I feel like I get some nuggets, just some treasures out of it every time I read it. And and that's why I end up talking about it quite a bit. Romans 8. So when we make those choices to side with God and respond in His ways, with His patience, His kindness, His love, then we know that we're living the abundant life. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, because we do have to humble ourselves to let someone else cut us off and then to bless them, right?
Oh, yes.
That's a humbling process.
Yeah, that takes care of pride. Yeah. Pride takes a back seat.
And that's good, because the Lord does not dwell with the pride. He resists the pride.
Proud, yes.
He resists the prideful, yes. And it's only with the humble that He dwells. So, and that's because that's His character. We're becoming more like Him by choosing to put those triggers down. Mm-hmm. And say, no, that's my old way of doing it. There's a new way to do this. It's in the Lord, and I want His way. Mm-hmm. I like Romans 8:14, then. It goes on to say, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons and daughters of God. We need to know that we're being led by His Spirit and not by our triggers.
Yes.
Because our triggers, wow, they flare pretty easily, pretty quickly. And that can be, you know, just on the news. It can be somebody's phone call to us. It could be somebody ignoring us when we need help, when we need them to answer the phone. Those triggers happen so, so easily. And what are we going to do with them? You know, it's easy for me to give in to those triggers and to be a reactive person, but we want to become responders.
Yes.
And to make the choice of responding in love the way the Lord has taught us and shown us. I really like Romans 8:14 that I just read there in the Passion Translation. It says, the mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit.
Mm. Wow. Yes.
Being moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit rather than moved by your default programming in your human flesh. And I call it default programming because I think that's where the triggers come from. We were raised a certain way. We had certain expectations. And when those expectations aren't met, we are triggered. Mm-hmm. You know, so we don't want to be moved by that impulse. We want to be moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And this is what all of creation is longing for.
That's right.
I'm going to skip ahead, and we'll kind of maybe go back and forth a little bit, but I'm going to skip ahead to Romans 8:19, because that says, the eager awaiting of creation waits longingly for the revealing of the sons and daughters of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love this verse. It's talking about the whole world, all of nature, all of the trees and plants, as well as the creatures, the birds, the butterflies, the beasts of the field. They're all of creation is longing for the revealing of the sons and daughters of God.
Yes. Yes.
Well, if we have the Spirit of the Lord in us, and we back up in Romans 8 a little bit, to verse 15. In the middle of verse 15, it says that we've received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself hears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the Bible's telling us that we are children of God. When we let the Spirit dwell in us, we are children of God. And now it says in verse 19 that all of creation is waiting, looking, longing for the revealing of the sons and daughters of God. Okay, there's a revealing that needs to happen here. There's something about the revealing. We've already been told that we are sons and daughters. We're children of God. Now there's a revealing part. And it kind of looks a little bit like a conundrum, because we're called sons and daughters, but now what is the revealing part? If all of nature, the whole creation, is waiting in great anticipation for the children of God to be revealed, well, how's that going to happen? I like the Passion Translation again. The entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters.
Yes.
That's so fun.
That's right. And verse 15 tells us that they aren't led by a spirit of fear any longer, but they've received that spirit of adoption. They know they belong to God now. So there's no fear in God, because God is love. And in that love, there is no fear, because love takes care of that fear. So that's something that we strive to eliminate from our lives. Now, I used to be so fearful, like I was telling on the radio just a couple days ago. I used to be so fearful of thunder and lightning on the farm because of the hail that would result from those horrible storms out there when I was little. So I would be cringing in fear. But now when I hear those big claps of thunder, God's voice roaring and the lightning, I am just rejoicing, Kimberly, because I hear God is there with me. And he loves me so much. He's going to encapsulate me in his loving care. And what a change. Yeah. What a change.
Right. Yeah. You have not stayed with the fear in your life. You have moved on to trusting that the Most High God is your Father. He is your refuge and your strength.
Yes. Amen.
Just like the memory verse for this week. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Oh, this is so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the universe, the whole created world, in fact, the Message translation of Romans 8:19 says the created world itself can hardly wait for what's coming up next. So there's something coming in our identity as sons and daughters of God. There's something about the children of God that needs to be revealed. And we can see that creation is broken. So, of course, all of creation would be longing, groaning for something new. Mm-hmm. We've got droughts and floods earthquakes and fires. There's natural disasters and man-made disasters that plague our beautiful planet.
Yes.
And it's really easy to see how our world is groaning and longing for a transformation, an actual revealing of something better.
Amen.
So what is it? What exactly needs to be revealed? We've used up a lot of our time today, so I won't be able to get into too much of it. We'll have to continue tomorrow. But when this is saying that there's a revealing of the sons and daughters of God, what is that that needs to be seen? When it's clear that we're already given that spirit of adoption and made sons and daughters, and it even goes on to say that we are heirs also, that we're not just children, but we actually get to inherit what Jesus has.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's big. So we are the children of God. We inherit, and we have to have something revealed. So if we look at verse 14 again, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons and daughters of God. Mm-hmm. That's a conditional statement. The first part says all who are being led by the Spirit. That's the condition. And the conclusion of that condition is those are the ones who are sons and daughters of God. So with this in mind, it's possible that the revealing of the sons and daughters of God may depend wholly on us making choices, whether you are allowing the Spirit of God to guide you in all of your decisions, or you're letting your flesh trigger and let the triggers guide you.
That's right. It's like before in my life, I had gone, presumption is a real big word in my past. I had gone ahead of the Lord, thinking that my ideas were better than his ideas. Even if I heard a little voice in me saying, don't go there, don't go there, I would go there.
Did I inherit that from you? I think I got that from you.
I think so, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, Mom. We are our own individuals, but I can definitely relate to that, and that's what I meant to say. I can relate.
Absolutely. And so being led, David knew all about this, Kimberly, when he wrote the 23rd Psalm. He leads me beside the still waters. See, when we want to get even with somebody, when we want to show them our anger and how we can resolve this issue by us winning, us being right, God's saying, no. We want you to be submissive here, right here.
That's right.
Yeah.
And for submissive to the fruits of his Spirit. And I know we only have another minute here less. But yes, focusing in on the way that God leads with so much joy and peace, patience and kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness. We need to really make those fruits of his Spirit a part of our life. And that's a fight. We have to fight to do it. And we fight the good fight of faith, and we keep moving and making choices according to those fruits and not according to our triggers. And that's how we bring change.
That's right. That's part of the suffering. We're going to go on to this tomorrow. It's just too good to let it lay. So we're going to continue this part of changing our mental attitude into something that is being led by the Spirit of God. So join us tomorrow. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in